I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, everybody. It's Maria Boynton. Thanks for joining us one more time. My guest today is none other than Fulton County Commissioner Natalie Hall. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Maria. How are you?
I'm doing well. How long have you been on the Fulton County Commission?
I was just elected in 2017 and sworn in 2018, so going on 2 years
now. How's it going for you?
I love it. It's been going great. I've been able to start a lot of great initiatives and do a lot of great things in District 4 for my constituents.
And of course, you assumed the position or was elected to the seat that was left vacant by the death of Joan Garner.
Yes, she was my neighbor, friend, mentor, and my boss for 6 years. I was her chief of staff. So, you know, once she passed away in 2017, it left a great void, not only in my life, but the life of the constituents of District 4. And hearing the outcry from the community to have me run for her seat, I set aside some $100,000 jobs and I selected the people because I wanted to continue to serve. And we had great plans that I am actually being able to implement during my term. And I feel honored to be able to serve the people of District 4.
Everyone, if you're just joining us, she is Natalie Hall, a member of the Fulton County Commission. She's here today. She's going to give us an update on just how the job has been for her since she was elected in 2017. And she's got a lot of activities that are coming up. You just completed the health fair named for Joan Garner, right?
Yes, yes.
How did that go?
It was phenomenal. We had so many vendors and we had free food, free health services, a mobile unit for people to just come and use the computers and sign up for jobs and job training and everything. We were eating, dancing, exercising, walking, and having a great time out in Washington Park.
So what are the people telling you when you're out and about and you're shaking the hands and you're kissing the babies? What do they say to you about still doing this event?
Oh, people love the event because they know that Joan Garner was an advocate for health. She believed that everyone should have access to quality health care, and it shouldn't depend on whether or not they have insurance coverage. So her being an advocate for that and HIV/AIDS and being the person that fought for social injustice, they know that this health fair is something that would honor her legacy, and people really showed up for that.
Talking to Fulton County Commissioner Natalie Hall, we had you in here and we talked to you about something that you had secured funding for.
Yes.
For the Fulton County Commission. We had you, we had DA Paul Howard in here talking about Project Level Up. Now, the Fulton County Commission passed it. Tell us about that.
Well, the DA, Paul Howard, he came to me last year in my first year and said that juvenile recidivism was on the rise and there were over 115 youth that had gone through the criminal system over three times. And that really put it on my mind that it was necessary for us to do something. Well, knowing that Paul Howard was actually working on a program to address that, I thought about, well, what can I do as a Fulton County Commissioner to help? And decided that funding is absolutely a necessity for us actually doing these programs successfully. So I requested $500,000 to be placed in the 2019 Fulton County budget, and it passed. And right now, the DA and Paul Howard have put aside their adversarial ways and started the program utilizing the funding that I actually had approved in our budget.
So what are the hopes for this program?
We hope that this will wrap around the services for the youth and their families instead of sending them to jail, because what we're finding out is a lot of these kids are foster kids. A lot of them just are homeless or going home to empty houses, no food, and they're just trying to survive. And if anyone knows what it feels like to be down and out and not have access to any of the resources you need to live, then you know how desperate you can get in times like that. So these kids are simply trying to survive and take care of themselves. And we are going to make sure that from now on, they actually have the services and programs, food, tutoring, and everything that they need to be successful in life.
She's Fulton County Commissioner Natalie Hall here today talking about how it's been going for her since being elected in 2017. And we're going to talk about some of the activities that she has coming up as well. Pre-arrest diversion, something else that you are working on too. Do the two programs go hand in hand, or how do they work?
Well, they need to go hand in hand, but we're actually, well, I'm handling them separately right now because Fulton County and Atlanta actually funded an initiative called the Pre-Arrest Diversion Initiative. And the head of that initiative contacted me and said that something was broken in the process because she was only getting two people per month diverted to her. And we should be getting dozens and dozens of people diverted instead of being arrested. The purpose of the program is to eliminate and stop officers from taking people to jail and arresting them, because we know that there are people who have mental and behavioral health issues and other issues that are causing them to commit crimes or to even be arrested for things like urinating in public, loitering, and things like that. And we just need to divert them to a place where they can actually get the wraparound services. If they need housing, if they need behavioral and mental health stabilization, if they need a caseworker to help them find a job, find a home, whatever their needs are, we can provide that. And everyone knows Fulton County is mandated by the state to provide health and human services. So that's what we're doing.
We're here to talk about, too, with Fulton County Commissioner Natalie Hall, about her CEOs of Tomorrow Youth Conference. We've been talking with you about this for a while now. So tell everyone what that is.
CEO stands for Careers, Entrepreneurships, and Opportunities. And this is a youth conference that's for youth to help them talk, think, and take action to overcome challenges and socioeconomic barriers that they're facing in their lives. The conference will provide workshops and lots of great entertainment, a panel discussion. We have so many people who have volunteered to be part of this youth conference, like Samuel Washington of the Fulton County Juvenile Court. He will have a workshop called Teens and the Law. He'll help these teens understand how to respond if they're ever stopped in an automobile by an officer. He will help them deal with how to address crime in their neighborhood, what to do if they need any assistance as far as going to court. He will address those things that are unknown to these teens as far as the law is concerned. And Terry LeCount is going to be there from Chick-fil-A College Football Hall of Fame. He will provide team building and leadership workshops. Ashley Daniel and Kevin Brown from Fulton County Library Services will actually do STEAM workshops. Raphael and Aaliyah Kirkland, they are from the music and film industry. They actually do movies. So they'll talk to the kids about the film and entertainment industry. And we have a lot of exhibitors, such as the Director of Arts and Culture, Lionel Thomas, will provide an exhibit. Nancy Flake Johnson, the President and CEO, is going to be a panelist from Urban League of Greater Atlanta. Terrence Johnson, President and CEO of TCJ Aerotech Technology Company, he will be a panelist. Again, Terry LeCount from Chick-fil-A will be a panelist. Jason L. Hawkins and Jarrett Patterson from Respected Roots. They have a company, Black Owned Males and Muscular. Maria, you need to come see these guys. They have a company of natural.
Why do you keep doing that to me?
Ooh.
Listeners, I don't know why she keeps doing that to me. I get one almost on every show who talks to me about muscular men.
They have a company. They started an all-natural product line of hair care products and skin care products for men. But women are actually buying them more than the men. Mm-hmm. They smell good, and they do. They make your skin soft, your hair soft. So Respected Roots is going to be there, as well as Real Chicks Rock. Michelle Dawes Britt, founder and president, another Black-owned company that does arts, music, and media. And Andrea Young, she's a freelance consultant for sports and entertainment. But we have a lot for the youth to do. They will hear from a lot of great CEOs and presidents of companies that look like them and be able to talk to them and ask them questions. We just want the youth to have an environment and expose them to those things that they normally would not be exposed to.
You have so much going on at this conference. It's the CEOs of Tomorrow Youth Conference happening on Friday, October 25th. Registration is at 8:30 that morning. The conference is from 9:30 until 2 o'clock at the Loudermilk Conference Center. That's located at 40 Cortland Street Northeast in Atlanta. And round-trip transportation will be provided for students, too.
Yes.
And if people want more information, Commissioner Hall, what should they do?
For more information, they can contact my special events line at 404-612-4130 or email district4@fultoncountyga.gov, and they can go to #FullCoastCEOs. And they can also go to their principal's office in the schools to ask about the program. We've sent information to every Atlanta Public School High School and Fulton County High School. So the principal's office is aware of the program, and they can contact their principal's office for more information as well.
So I understand you get calls from
yes.
the school saying, we want to be a part of this.
Yes, absolutely. Schools, nonprofit organizations, alternative schools, any organization that deals with youth, they want their youth to be a part of it.
Okay. So what have been some of the responses from youth after the conferences?
Well, on the way out of the door, the youth grab me and hug me, and they say how wonderful the conference was, all the things that they've learned, and they always beg me to do it again next year. And the ones that are graduating, that have been with us for years, they just really enjoy the conference, and they tell all their friends and the other students in other schools that it's something that they need to come to.
It's the CEOs of Tomorrow Youth Conference, Friday, October 25th, at the Loudermilk Conference Center, 40 Cortland Street Northeast in Atlanta. She is Fulton County Commissioner Natalie Hall. Why do you do this?
I do this because people really need someone that's going to lend a helping hand. You know, in today's society, we have a lot of needs. Homelessness is on the rise. We can just look under the bridges when we pull onto the expressway and see what's going on. Someone just needs to open their eyes and see the problems, address the problems, and stop saying how, well, that's not what we usually do. I don't see those brick walls, those invisible barriers that other people see. I just think that we can do as much as we can do, just start with something. And this is how I've started.
Is there anything else that you think the listeners should know regarding your work with the youth?
I just want the listeners to know that the youth are our future. And if we don't help them, they are not going to be successful and be able to take care of us. The fastest growing population in America is the aging population. So we need to wrap around our youth and give them what they need to be successful, because they're the future leaders.
What are the goals of Natalie Hall as a Fulton County Commissioner? What do you hope, not just for your constituents, but for the county as a whole? What is your goal?
My goal is to increase affordable housing, eradicate HIV/AIDS, or at least stop the increasing numbers of new cases, provide affordable and accessible quality health care to those constituents that need it, address this jail overpopulation. We should not have inmates sleeping on the floors. We should have a system that provides care and programs and services that help each individual wherever they are in society. And I just want to be that person that is the person of change, the person that everybody knows they can come to. And I'm not going to turn anyone away. I'm going to help people as much as I can. And to me, there is no obstacle. We can figure it out together. We just have to start somewhere.
What's a good way to alleviate the jail overcrowding problem?
I think the best way is we have to address the pre-arrest diversion situation. It starts with the arresting officer. They need to be trained on what they can do to divert that individual in another direction other than just arresting them and throwing them into jail. But as government entities, we have to have a place for that officer to take that person other than jail. They have to be able to take them somewhere where they can be evaluated. And if they need some kind of stabilization mentally or behavioral or wraparound services, we have to be willing and able to step in and provide that on the other side.
Natalie Hall, Fulton County Commissioner. Again, we're talking about CEOs of Tomorrow Youth Conference. One of the main reasons we were here today,
yes.
Talked about so much more. If people would like to get in touch with you, talk about your district, the priorities, what should they do?
They can call my office at 404-612-8226 or email me at district4@fultoncountyga.gov. Find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at FulcoD4. And I'm everywhere.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
I realize that now.
Okay, everybody. She is Commissioner Natalie Hall, Fulton County. As always, it's an honor and a pleasure to have you in.
Thank you, Maria. It's always an honor and a pleasure to be here with you.
Everyone, thanks for listening. I'm Maria Boynton.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.